I'm getting soft in my old age, but I'm beginning to feel guilty for not being a better mentor to the puppy. I mean, sure, Precious is a spoiled, butt-licking pansy, but he is my roommate. I should look out for the kid. You know, like, Alec Baldwin looked out for Steven. Oh, sure, now he could clearly give a shit. But for a while there, he was a really big help. But me, I can't say I've ever been much of a help to Precious. Why, just last week, I bullied him out of his food, I chased him out of the yard, I accidentally mailed him to Florida. I mean, I've been kind of a dick in retrospect. Well, it's high time I started acting like the bigger dog here. Today, old Jerry the dog is going to turn over a new, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Oh, hey, Precious. Hold on a second. Funny thing, I was just... Precious!
30 minutes later.
So there I am, you know, bathing the patient, minding my own business, when up walks Precious, and get this, Butchie, 2 cats.
Well, maybe he was just, you know, bringing them to you so you could bite them or something. You ever think of that?
Butchie, they were rolling around on him like he was Laura Flynn Boyle in Threesome.
Man, that Alec Baldwin sure looked after those brothers of his, didn't he? You gotta admire him for that.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I wish I could be more like Alec Baldwin.
You want to get really fat in your 50s and spend time bitching out your no-good selfish daughter on the cell phone?
No, dumbass. I wanted to be a mentor to Precious. You know, teach him some of the ropes. Look after him a little bit. But see where it gets you?
Well, have you ever taken the time to explain to the kid the long-standing relationship between dog and cat? Maybe he's never been taught how to unconditionally hate. Hey, someone had to teach Mel Gibson, right?
But I did teach him. Or at least I thought I did. Showed him slides and everything.
Maybe you just weren't clear enough. Did you tell him that cats are worse than mimes?
Yes!
Worse than celebrity editions of reality shows?
No.
What about Bob Saget?
I'm starting to see your point. I'll talk to him again.
15 minutes later.
Hey, Precious. I don't know. Smooth, I guess? Well, I'm sorry. I don't listen to a lot of Santana. Yeah, I suppose a dog could grow a mustache. Look, Precious, I came here to talk to you about what happened earlier today. You know, about the old cat fiasco.
Well, they're cats, and you're letting them use you like a jungle gym. The big deal is you're a dog, and you hate cats. And if you don't, you better start. Because I do, and all of my friends do. And if you're going to be my roommate, you're not going to embarrass me by hanging out with cats like you're some 82-year-old human widow.
No. I'm your roommate. See, brothers have the same parents. Like the Baldwins, for example. See, your parents were both Cocker Spaniels. Well, my mother is a Labrador, and my father, half sheepdog, half derelict. No. See, Lawrence Taylor's not a sheepdog. Look, the point is, Precious, you're no more my brother than you are my accountant. We're roommates, nothing more. Well, you can consider me whatever you want. I'm just saying, I'm just not that to you. And while I'm at it, we're not female master's children either. I don't care what she says to you. If you want, I could walk you to PetSmart and show you your first apartment. Yeah, it'll be a cruel splash of reality, but maybe you need to wake up a little bit. Probably is how they came up with Stephen Baldwin. That makes as much sense as any other theory I've heard. Oh, is that right? Well, sorry to break it to you, buddy, but you can't have it both ways. If you're going to keep thinking of me as your brother, you have to stop hanging out with cats, and vice versa.
What do you mean you're picking the cats, then? Damn it, Precious, you need a f***ing brother. Someone who will teach you how to act, how to cruise chicks, how to stay away from Pauly Shore projects, how to,
hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?